Yo, what's happening, world? You already know, man, it's your boy Player Sway, man, and you with Real Spit Atlanta right now. What's going on? Oh, man, it's a good, great day to be alive. Now, I mean, thank the Most High for waking you up and letting you see what's going on. Hey, man, you know, I once again like to appreciate everybody. Thank everybody for tuning in for the last couple of 2 days, beginning of this. Like I say, man, just stay listening out, man, every Thursday through Friday. I mean, and I always go on radiopublic.com. You can go to Spotify. I always type in Real Spit Atlanta, man, with Player Suede. That's PLAYASWADE, not like the shoes. Please don't get it confused. You understand me. You guys will always be welcome to Real Spit Atlanta, man. You know, that's how we do it, and that's for sure. Dang, I'm out here. Think I'm finna let y'all got nothing to chill with me, man. You know, Real Spit Atlanta, real life shit, man. So we gonna hit the road today, man. We finna go out here and get some, I don't know, man. Get something to eat today, man. I think I'm, I don't know, put something on the grill. I don't know. But, we gonna get this thing real going today, man. I'm gonna get out there, put some food on, you know. If most people don't know, Player Sway himself really is a chef. You get what I'm saying? I mean, went to Le Cordon Bleu. Also a fad member of the Shack Pack, man. You know, shouts out to the Hokey Shack LLC. If you ain't had a chance or had time to pull up on the Shack and get you a Big Papa or a SWAT, you know what I mean, then you ain't really had a cheesesteak out the South, understand me? And we got some of the best smoked meats you could ever taste in your life, understand me, man? So if you ever get a chance, man, you can always follow Hokey Shack, the Hokey Shack, on IG, Facebook, you know, every social media platform. And, you know, pull up on them, man. Get some good food, man. You know, support black businesses. That's what we do. So, like, once again, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to Real Spit Atlanta, man. You know what I mean? So, like I say, today you're gonna kick it with me like you kick it with me all the time. You know, we're going to get into some real-life conversations. We're going to talk about what's going on in the music industry, in the hip-hop world. Then we're going to turn around and talk about what's going on in the city of Atlanta like we always do because it's Real Spit. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world, what's happening with this coronavirus today, what that big-ass gang in D.C., the biggest gang in America that's in D.C., what they going to talk about dealing with hard times that people are having, these hardships and how they having an entanglement fighting battle about signing some paperwork so people can get some money in their pocket. You get what I'm saying? We're going to talk about how ignorant that is and how your vote counts to get those dumb motherfuckers out of office so we won't have to go through this bullshit waiting on get money when shit like this has been already been spoken in the play that we were going to have this pandemic. Shit was going to get hard and these motherfuckers thought this was a game. Then this motherfucker tell motherfuckers, well, I don't think unemployment people need to get the $600 because they don't want to go back to work because they really get unemployment to get more money on unemployment. You dummy. One thing for sure, two things for certain, that is telling your dumb ass that jobs are not paying enough. Minimum wage is too fucking low. You raise minimum wage up to $15, $17. You understand me, throughout the United States. You know what I'm saying? Throughout. Then people will start seeing a better finance. So when shit like this happens, they want me, well, shit, I'd rather stay on unemployment than because shit, I work 40 hours a week and I don't bring nothing home but $400. And shit, if I'm on unemployment, I'm bringing goddamn at least $700 home. That's a big ass difference. Especially if you got to feed a family. And pay fucking bills. So you dumb motherfuckers sitting up there on the hill You get big ass gang that's fucking playing with people's livelihoods, jeopardizing people's lives out here in the streets. You know what I mean? Out here in the world, because y'all motherfuckers want to argue about some shit that you make at the Federal Reserve. You print up money. What the fuck are you arguing about? Shit can't be. You can print up what the fuck we need and keep moving, motherfucker. You making this. You been funding wars, buying bullets and tanks, getting some other white man fucking rich with his in your circle so he can help you get rich, and going and try to take other people's land and shit, and your own land is fucking in fucking dire need. Your ass up there arguing. You motherfuckers can't goddamn settle on something because you got these dumb motherfuckers like Mitch McConnell saying ignorant ass shit. You understand me? I ain't scared to tell the motherfucker when he dumb. The motherfucker's dumb. Fucking plain simple as that. The motherfucker's an ignorant motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what the fuck he done did throughout his life. The motherfucker's dumb. You got a problem with that shit? Instead of telling the dumb motherfucker he dumb, then you motherfucker, in my red fight voice, you big dummy. You understand me? Shit, man. All right, man. Let me give me something, man. Oh, yeah, got me something to drink. There you go. These motherfuckers right here, man. They fucking with people. Lies, man. They finna have the United States turned up so up down. Man, this shit's gonna be, at the end of this shit, man, the shit's gonna be so upside down, man, that people don't understand how real this shit finna be. It's so many small businesses that's in your community right now that will not be open after this. This is what I'm telling you. Picture this now. I speak real shit. I'm spitting to you a lot of real shit now. I'm talking about around the world. Detroit, California, goddamn Virginia, anywhere, man. Minnesota, Oklahoma, Dakota. I don't give a fuck where you at. It's somewhere in that state, in that community, that a bunch of small businesses, they are surviving, or they had a community lockdown and they were supplying and money was getting made. But right now, after this pandemic, you won't see those businesses anymore. Understand what I'm saying? When you get into business and you learn economics, this is what you'll learn. Your first 5 years in business, you're not going to profit a lot. You got to pay for overhead. You got to build your brand. You got to build your clientele. So you're spending more money on payroll and things like that for your first 5 years to get your business really established. And this goes deeply in the food industry too. You get what I'm saying? You spend your first 5 years, you know what I mean? Really establishing your business and getting your shit off the ground and making sure your customers know where they're coming and they're going to keep coming there. See, you got people who just started when this hit. Within their first or second year when this hit. Bruh, they are not going to survive after this shit. It's downhill. It's floor closure on your business. We got to shut down. We got to go back to serving out the garage. We got to go back serving out the trunk. We got to go back serving out the office and, you know, cooking in the kitchen and serving food out the car. It's going to go back to that point, man. Because people can't pay their rentals on their businesses, their storefronts. They can't pay that, so that's got to go down. So you got storefronts that go. So the owners of these storefronts, they don't have renters to rent out these locations because everybody's getting closed down. So now they got to lose their property. They still got to pay on their property to the bank because they got a loan to get that property. But you ain't got no runners around that location, so what the fuck is you going to do? Now the whole property is up for fucking in shambles. Man, I tell y'all one thing for sure, two things for certain, man. Hey, man, if y'all niggas got blinders on and y'all let these motherfuckers who got millions of dollars and got them offshore accounts and got money hid up under their sister name and great-grandma name and ducked off somewhere to make decisions on the minor, the more that has lesser, decide on how the fuck you're gonna survive, how the fuck that you gonna make sure your mortgage is paid, how the fuck you gonna make sure your children eat every fucking day. These motherfuckers don't care, man. These motherfuckers are in argument and entanglement and debacles and fights about your life, man. Understand how serious this shit is, bruh. This is not no game, man. This is now we're getting to a point. Y'all just thought the deaths and the testing and all that shit was, oh my, no. Now we finna get into the financial goddamn boom bust of this shit. I'm just trying to understand what I'm trying to tell you now. The financial boom bust of this shit. Only one's gonna survive now. It's gonna be some survivors. You get what I'm saying? Understand now, this is not like when the stock market crashed, because there's only certain people involved in the stock market when it crashed to make all the roof jumpers and all the other shit happen. You get what I'm trying to tell you? It was only a certain amount of people doing that. This right here is all around the table. You got celebrities can't do shit. You got basketball players, but you got people with money. But see, the small ones, they have kept money good. They got money. They're playing in a different tax bracket. So when shit like this happens, you know, they may lose a little bit, but they have enough where they still will be comfortable. You got people before the pandemic hit with living check to check. You understand me? You know what I'm trying to tell you? They was living check to check. Guess what? Those checks stopped. So they got up under. Government threw a little something out there. A little something out there. I'm trying to tell you that's a little something out there. Because everybody didn't receive it. You know, I be honest with you, I ain't getting mine. Shit, for some odd reason, the goddamn federal government at my 21-year-old age, he goddamn, yeah, I can't lie, child support, they took it, and he 21. Goddamn grown-ass man. Talking about some shit I owed. I said, owed you shit. He's here. He survived. He made it through. He wasn't put in your jailhouse system. He wasn't living on the streets. You get what I'm trying to tell you? He ain't an ignorant young black man out here with Draco shooting everybody. He ain't in your system. He made it. Why the fuck are you? You ain't did shit throughout the whole goddamn 21 years. But fuck me up. You get what I'm trying to tell you? I spent nights in jail about this shit. But off the subject, on to another subject. Shit, man. This shit is finna get hectic. 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 These people were living check to check. So you cut off the unemployment financial part. You still don't give them a little bit of unemployment, but it's not nothing. You can damn pay one bill with the shit you done gave them. Now, they was in the hole trying to get out the hole. Now, they finna get back deep in the hole. All the properties that they own by the banks, that's your friends with, that you sit up with entertainment to get the big loan to do what you want to do. Okay? All they cars are being financed by the bank owners that still them goddamn people on the goddamn top of the hill, friends, best friends, they've been lobbying for and doing all this. Damn. Hold on, man. All the money still stay in one circle, though. If you ain't listening or hearing what I'm saying, then or don't believe it, then you got to be the dumbest. I ain't scared to tell you this. Motherfucker out, though. The shit is in front of you, black and white. And then you can read in between the lines to get a fine and clear view of what the fuck is going on. Do you understand me when I'm talking to you right now, bro? Man, y'all don't get this shit, man. If you don't get this shit, man, and sad part is, I respect all my people who talking about black dollars saving all this shit. But besides you talking about it, because a lot of people talk, what else are you doing in your community besides talking about it? Because by goddamn Lord Jesus Christ, for decades and years, we've been hearing motherfuckers talk. You get what I'm trying to tell you? Motherfuckers been talking since fucking goddamn Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Niggas been talking for decades. Tired of talk, man. Tired of talk, man. Like I told you, man, you don't know me, man. One thing for sure, two things for certain, man. I tell you like I told you on the first day of the show, man. I reached out to people with wealth, man, to give me some type of guidance in doing what I got to do for my success, right? Ain't that motherfucker hit me back. So one thing I have learned throughout this shit, now I'm trying to tell you, when motherfuckers seem to get that motherfucking money, they don't want to tell another motherfucker how to get that money. They don't want to share the line of how to get that money. Because, man, I ain't asking you for your motherfucking money. I'm asking you for assistance on how you got your money, bro. Get what I'm saying? Throw a dog a bone. I don't want your steak. Give me the bone once you finish your steak, pimp. Let me see where that shit formed from. You get what I'm trying to tell you? Because, like I say, man, I'm tired of talk, man. Talk just too goddamn much for me, man. So shit, man. Like I say, man, I hope y'all motherfuckers go out and vote. Please go and vote. Vote. Get these dumb motherfuckers out of your county. Get them out your state. Let's get them out the House, the Senate. Let's get the dumb motherfuckers who stopping our country from progressing and successing. You know what I mean? Out the fucking way, man. Get those motherfuckers, that little 1-2% of people who only think about they pockets. You get what I'm trying to tell you? And they fucking bank accounts. Let's put them motherfuckers on the back end. You get what I'm trying to tell you? Because they don't make society go around. We make it go around. The motherfuckers like y'all who got there and grind. My people who work at the grocery stores. My people who drive the 18-wheelers. My people who got them work at the restaurants. Y'all make the world go round. Without any of that shit, my hospital workers, my doctor, y'all make the world turn. Not that 1-2% that already got the money. They don't make the world turn. We make the world turn. Our people take our blood, sweat, and tears and put it into America economy, and we're not getting anything back from it. Nothing. We getting motherfuckers on Capitol Hill arguing about goddamn getting the finances right so people can survive, and on their daily survival just putting food, paying bills, and keeping a roof over their fucking heads. These motherfuckers finna go on vacation while the world is fucked up. Do you understand what I'm trying? Listen what the fuck I'm telling you. These motherfuckers finna go on vacation while the world is fucked up. Man, I got an A. Woo, Jesus Christ. I gotta roll me one up on that one, man. Hold on, give me a second, y'all.
Yo.
Can you hear
me? Yes, sir. I got you online. The Real Split Atlanta. This is one
yes, of
the live world. And man, this can't go back to crazy. Man, I want you to introduce yourself to the world of this is the Real Split Atlanta, homie.
Hey, man, you already know, man. It's your boy Diligent, man, straight out of Southwest Atlanta and Player Sway, man. I just want to say, man, thanks for having me, man. Shout out to Real Spit Atlanta, man. Pardon me. Real Spit Atlanta, man. Shout out to y'all.
Hey, man, so in case the world don't know who I'm on the line with, man, and represent with and down with, A1 Day One, man, give the world a little piece of your background, brother.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, brother.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, as I was saying, man, give the world a little piece of your background, man.
Oh, man. Well, just like you said, man, you know, you and I go back to grade school, man. So shout out to Cumnell Colony, man. And that's really where it all started, man. You know yourself and myself, we attended an elementary school with Chris Cross, with Chris Smith, and rest in peace to Chris Kelly. And then, you know, when they made it with Jump, when we went to Bunch in middle school, that was the motivation. I started rapping, man. You know what I'm saying? Me and Young Dro, who I know you know as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, man, that Southwest Atlanta, man, that music history is strong, man. A lot of people don't know that, you know, all of us went to school together and grew up together. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, matter of fact, Chris Smith was the one who gave me my rap name, Diligent. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know that. So,
okay,
for sure. So, you know, that's where it really started, man. You know, like when Chris and them made it big And it's kind of like Young Dro's story, you know what I'm saying? When Krishna made a bid, that's when we took it seriously. You know, we like, if they can do it, we can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Believe it, sure. At the same time.
Yeah,
because back then I was moving from here to there, Southwest Atlanta to Riverdale, and I think ABC was one of the boys in the neighborhood with us.
Oh, okay. When I was on the road. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and then, you know, when I got to high school, that's what had me sign with Oomph.
And look, Suede, I was going to tell you, man, I'm glad you brought that up. Man, I remember, shout out to Doug High School, you already know. And man, I wanted one of them big old jackets, them black and red joints. And you know, me and DJ Monte was in the same homeroom, you know, and he never got me a jacket, but y'all boy used to be fresh and representing though.
Oh yeah, man, you know, we was back then, man, 94, 95, 96. The crunk era of Atlanta rap, man, you know, that's the foundation of it, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always say shots out to Big Homie, man, Big Oom, man.
Yeah, already, man, for sure. I remember you had the Storm Camilton Road and the West End. Man, just Big Oom, man. Shout out to Loco, man, just the whole clique. Baby D, Corey, man, Lil C. Shout out to all y'all, man, for sure.
Yeah, man. I mean, Oom opened a lot of doors for a lot of people.
Shantae Renee, I know that's, you know, Monte's fiance. Shout out to them. She doing her thing, too. So shout out to them.
Yeah, man. She got a nice R&B song out, man.
Yeah, man. She's real talented.
Hey, so I ain't going to deny the world some of your talent, man, because I did play one of the joints earlier today, man.
Hey, appreciate
that,
man.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a music pause, man, and we're going to get the absolutely no one, man.
Okay.
We're going to let the world hear that,
man.
And if you can mute if you want to, man, but, you know, I'm going to let the world hear real fast. And,
hey, man.
As soon as it go off, man, we're going to come back and chat it up for a little bit, man, and I'm going to let you go and handle your business, man, because I know you're a busy man.
Hey, man, it's all good. I just appreciate you having me, and once again, shout out to Real Spit Atlanta, man. I want to get that right, man. Pardon me on the intro, man, for sure.
Hey,
I got to get that
man.
Right.
All the time, man. You know, man, this Hustle 2 We Die Entertainment, man. LOE, Lord, to the thing, Real Spit Atlanta. We go.
Already.
Keep bringing Atlanta back to what Atlanta supposed to be, man.
Sure.
Not new Atlanta, but old Atlanta. Pimp, understand me? Hot Atlanta. Like I say, world, we finna get into this absolutely no one, man. I want everybody to vibe with me and my boy Dillinger, man, right here.
Real
Spit Atlanta, man.
For sure.
Y'all kick it. Listen back to this real music where I'm finna drop to you, man. It's not.
It's even a fact if I'm lying. Matter of fact, I ain't lying. My heart is packed for iron. That clip's off of a dime. I can put you on Venus and run left on a rhyme. I got scratched with a giant. I set me back to some grind. My class is beast and I've been enrolled. I'm ready to eat with my dinner flow. Don't Louis Gucci and Kenneth Cole. I've been told that being criminals is 10 years old. To murder, convert in a pot. Since I was pigeonhole. I'm asking for it. Category. Y'all niggas a sad story. You take the test and then get mad at boy. You can't ignore that you committed that you can't afford it. What they do they wanted, now these dudes ain't even asking for it. I get specific when I kick ballistics. Gun to big, you need more wrist Olympic. Trigger need a fist to grip it. My daddy said, you just shoot it first. And now that I'm one with the sun, everything I fit the universe.
Still sharp and still at the weapons we build. Your wheels for chill with precision and skill to kill any contender. Monsters and violent offenders, they shifters and water and fire benders. Enter my realm of light. I'm here to heal while you're here to fight. Little need to know you're in over your head. Even if you could kill me, I never be dead. So what about a virus slash alien invasion? Sons, let him shine. If you're a mistaken, here's my control. The grammatical before they run away, because my DNA, the answer is your. I'm healed with the quill, and the beast must yield to. What's built has been revealed. No need to conceal. Ever stand with this girl. I feel absolutely no one for real. The snakes
roll in. So get your gun. Into the warring. Zoot. Hold on. I put the call out to see if anybody wanted. I came outside. I seen absolutely no one. Instagram, balls need sharp like the voice of a pentagram. Four stars, look around.
that's fine. I put the, you can show on the air.
I changed the link.
Yeah.
Shit don't nobody want. War with a sword that's been blessed by the Lord and his Lord. I can't afford to cut umbilical cord, cut ties and bloodlines, blood bath and sunshine, reflected by an arch moon, killing something like one time. Low is on time if long is the clock, if prize is the gold, if they can't really rock, y'all smell a post Malone cologne, cloud chasing go wrong. Win of a foul trend that's been long gone. You pass is a classic, you trick, I'm magic, rhyming apparatus, Christmas addicts and alphabetics. I'm smoking an asthmatic, out of Iris' practice, and I don't write shit, I craft it, bastard.
Snake, throw it, so good, show gun, into orange soup, hold on. I put the call out to see if anybody wanted it. When I came outside, I seen absolutely no one.
So, yeah, I don't want to get upset, man. So, I'm going to just calm down for a moment, man. You know, it's crazy, man. Back to what I was saying when I started the podcast, man, that y'all guys venture with me today. We're going to do a little seafood scrapping today. I do a little fried whiting, some fried oysters, do a shrimp Alfredo. You know, hey, man, if you're dealing with me, man, you know, clear suede, man. Now, I mean, a jack of all trades and a jack of many trades and a master of all. You get what I'm trying to tell you? That's how we're going to do this thing. Hey, man, I told y'all, man, when you come along here, man, the real Spit Atlanta sometimes, I'm going to go out the chain. I'm just going to vent. And I'm just going to go left field. So, but I know later on today, we got an interview coming in with my boy Diligent. You know what I mean? Part of that Goody Mob, Dungeon Family. You know what I mean? Outkast, you know, Rico Wade, Big Boy, Cool Joe. You know what I mean? Big Gimp, Lil Gimp, what's up, homie? You know what I mean? Shit, the whole family, you know, Southwest, you know, I'm a party West cat, you know, Hedlin Road, man, Hedlin Drive, yeah, I already know where it's been like, man. The low, man, I roamed through them streets as a kid, you know what I'm trying to tell you. Riding the same water bus they were talking about on that song, you understand me? So, shit, man. I don't know y'all to know. Once again, I appreciate everybody. I'm turning in, logging in to Real Spit Atlanta, man. I told you, when you fuck around with me, man, we gonna just kick around, sit back, you know. Just spit real talk, man. Talk about life, man. Because, like I said, man, this corona shit is real, man. Please, once again, wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands. Man, if you ain't got to go, don't go. If your child can home school, please let them home school. Figure out how to do it, my dog. Because it's not a joke. I'm trying to tell you, man. We're going to get into a music break in a moment, you know what I mean, let y'all hear what's going on. Like I said, I got the guest coming on, Diligent, come on, you know what I mean, so we're going to have a great time today, you know what I mean, we're going to really kick it, you know, like I said, me and Diligent, we go back. Long ways, man. Me and this cat go back to grade school, man. Continental Colony Elementary, you know. We also was classmates. What's happening to my homeboy AJ Stroger? What's going on? What's popping to my boy Chris Kelly, Chris Smith? What's popping with your homies? You know, rest in peace, Chris. You know, that's Chris Cross. Y'all people don't know that. Jump. Yeah, socially with them boys. We were just kids, man. We was youngins, man. Before they even met Jermaine Dupri. In Greenbrier Mall, walking up the street. So, You know what I mean? I respect my homies because we was just homeboys. You know what I mean? Everybody went their own way and did their own thing. You know what I mean? So respect given to that crew. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, we gonna get into this joint from my homie Diligent. You know what I mean? Like I said, later on today he will be in the system. I mean, on the show, on the podcast. Just kick the shit, man. You know, old homeboys kicking shit, man. Just gonna do that type of shit, man. You know. Just gonna kick the shit, man. Just talk about life, man. See what he got going on. Let the world see what's going on and all this type thing. So, right now I want y'all just to kick back, man. Like I say, man, thank you for tuning in to Real Spit Atlanta, man. And check out this new one here right here, man. Coming from my homie, man. Diligent, man. Dropping this thing for you 8 a.m. in the morning, man. You know what I mean? Let's get to it, man. Coming straight to you from your bad player Suede, man. Real Spit Atlanta. You already know, man. Hustle till we die in the same, man. Let's rock it.
Flex long.
Too smart to be a thug, too much heart to let you judge. Leader of my club ever since I was a cub. In the trenches and the mud, too addictive like a drug. Took me 30 years just to steer it into love. Looking up above, trying to fit in like a glove. Spitting is my mission in the middle cause I'm numb. Red, red, rum, bartender, give me some. Staring at a hole from the barrel of a gun, vanilla crown, bitch.
Ain't no such thing as perfect living. Man, y'all stand tall on the surface giving. My purpose driven, just give a nigga room. My big homies, they got some bigger goons. I'm with the shit, making the trigger boom. Bang, 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 that's for Witherspoon. I figure soon I'll be a peacemaker. Punch like Hunch Champ, I'm a teeth breaker. Hold on, shawty,
what's happening?
Cause I got more perp and gold than each Laker. I teach fakers to cook dope, no footnotes. Liver than Iverson, fam, I shook folks. Hold on, shawty, keeping the borough fed. Y'all ponies, all phonies, can't be thoroughbreds. Now Zorro dead, I clap shit for practice. Vanilla crown, I'm a killer clown, that's it.
Crown me like player fly from the prayer I came. Heard spellbound in hell town and it spoke my name. Each verse is a wheel, bars are spokes that aim to target the market and harvest our pain. So what we reap, but I know what we speak. It's the earth's inheritance delivered to the meat. My technique is one cube and a small glass of Uncle Nearest. So my spirits can hear it. Fall back if you ain't near it. Anah.
Sippin' slow, getting mean. Don't know
know the meaning of life, but I know that I live the dream. Green leaf, brown liquor, and nicotine. Brown women in limousines. On her wrist is my watch, on her neck is my chain, on my dick is a Maybelline. Love when she give me that on the road. Make a nigga hit all kind of notes. So deep down her throat, he could feed her ribs. Let her meet the kids, and I vomit notes. Let her tell her friends, and I knock her knees down like they dominoes. Fuck on these hoes, so they comatose. 4 a.m. in the lounge, she sipping vanilla crown, bitch. Bitch.
Yeah, I already know, man. That's my homeboy now. Diligent, man. That BBE gang, you know what I'm talking about? What's happening, man? Like I said, later on today, he will be calling in. We're going to sit down, chat with him, man. We're going to get to some more joints from this cat, man. You know what I mean? Like I say, I appreciate everybody for tuning in to motherfucking Real Spit Atlanta, man. I told you I'm coming to you with the realest things off the streets, man. You know what I mean? I ain't coming to you with that old, what you gonna see, commercial vibe, man. That ain't me, man. You know what I mean? We're gonna speak to the gutter. We're gonna speak to the heart. We're gonna see what's really happening, what's really popping. We're gonna see what the truth is out here. You know, we ain't gonna sugarcoat it. Just like I say, man, I'm gonna bring you real news, man. You know what I mean? I don't support Trump, but I support real news. Understand me? You get what I'm talking about? So, today, man. It's been a great day. Hope everybody's kicking it. What's going on in the world? We ain't had no world reports today. Any of my reporters out there, y'all get at me, let me know what's going on. You know, y'all know how we converse with the world, man. Y'all let me know what you see, what you know what I mean? Hey, man. All right, man. So, real news, real talk, real world, man. I know every show I tell you this, and I ain't gonna pop. Reports are in now. 200,000 cases. You know, 400,000 deaths here in the state of Georgia. You know what I'm trying to tell you? 200,000. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Hey, man, shit. I don't know if all my comedic people out there or Caucasian comedic watchers. I don't know too many. Well, I watched him a couple of times just to see what he funny, but that's the old redneck funny. So anybody who watched redneck funny, that old comedian Jeff Foxworthy, he holding the state sale, you know what I mean, for his Metro Letter home. So y'all want to go and buy some of this man's stuff, I don't know. I ain't spending my money that way, but you know, hey. For my Caucasian people that listen to me to Spirit Spit, I know you may not support what I say and all that good shit, but hey, fuck it. It is what it is, pimp. You know what I mean? This is Real Spit Atlanta. This ain't Sense of Me Radio. This is Real Spit Atlanta, dog. You know, that's the only thing I can tell you right now. You know what I mean? The only thing I can tell you right now, pimp. You don't like it, turn it. You ain't got to listen to it at all. You ain't got to listen to none of it. All right, man. Hey, man, y'all heard about the battle, right? Rick Ross and that boy 2 Chainz. Hey, man, Rick Ross versus 2 Chainz. Rap hitmakers. Wow. 2 Chainz and Ross. Now, I remember Ross doing mixtapes back in the day. Long time ago. And I remember 2 Chainz too. Before he was 2 Chainz, he was just Titty Boy. So, I mean, we're going back to them days when Rick Ross was rapping with Slip and Slide. You know, y'all remember that, huh? We were rapping up on the loop. He was down there. The Plies with him too. I mean, I remember seeing Plies in the goddamn Trina video with a t-shirt on. Said Plies on it. You know about who the fuck he was back then. But, so, man, this is wild, man, you know what I mean? Hey, man, I can't tell you. You know, I like both of them guys, man. Look up to both of them guys. You know what I mean? You know, hey, we all neighbors in South Atlanta. Rick Ross right in Fayetteville. I'm right here in Riverdale. Yeah. I'm actually right up the street from the young man. So shit. I don't even know how old the guy is. He might be older than me. So fuck it, this older guy. But yeah, man. Man, what else, man? Oh man, shit. What's going on, man? My boy. Y'all know I fuck with this boy here, man. This cat here, man. Bootsy. Oh, Bootsy, badass. Okay. Yes, sir. Oh, he upset at Nikki. Okay. Well, here, man. You gotta understand this, man. One thing for sure, man. Dog. The character in the mug, you know, you, ooh, bruh, I'm gonna say this, man. That's a big word. See, that's another thing we gotta get into, man. Words, people throw these words around real lightly. And I respect when you say she has a lack of character because it shows that she does have a lack of character. I would agree with you on that. 100, coming from being, you know, cut from a cloth, certain cloth. If you're supposed to be cut from a certain cloth, you codes and morals, you stand by, you know, real, fake, whatever, however. But if you phone it and you don't really hold those codes to being real, true, you don't stand by those things. You don't, you know, my brother called me anytime night. I know he fucked up. I got to go. You know what I'm saying? I got to go. Something go down. Hey, man, don't nobody know. You get what I'm trying to tell you? Don't nobody know. So, it just shows that person is who that person is, homie. You know what I mean? You know, so respect to my homie Bootsy. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with you 10 times over 10 times more, brother. Now, I mean, if you ever get a chance to, man, come and fuck with me here at Real Spit Atlanta. You know what I mean? Get at me, man, at Player Suede at Real Spit Atlanta, man, you know. Instagram, hit me up, DM me, man, and we'll fuck around, man, and see what's real good and real Gucci, homie. Tory Lane was on that shit. Yeah, man. So he was at goddamn man. He's on that shit, man. That nigga probably took some of that flock or something, nigga. That nigga probably gave that nigga that flocker, man. That nigga on that super crazy shit, man, doing push-ups and shit. Hey, man, I don't. Oh, hey. That boy came out, man. You know, they done freed my boy. I respect that boy. That boy Juice Santana is now a free man. You know what I mean? Clappers of love, dog. Hey, man. Yo, bro. You out now. You know what I mean? No shit was real before you went in, but shit is realer now, homie. So, dog, just keep your head low, man. You know what I mean? Low to the ground, man. Like a snail, pimp. You know what I mean? Moving silence like gangsters do, dog. I know your team got you straight, homie. I know they do. So, I hope you got yours. I got mine. Yeah, I already know, man. That's a good one pulled up, man. A good drink pulled up. We're going to get to some music, man. See what's popping. See what's going on in some more news, man. We're going to get to some more news. We're going to get to some world news, man. See what's going on in the world. See if these fools on Capitol Hill have came to a decision. You know what I mean? You know. We're going to see what's going on. We're going to see if they have came to a decision on Capitol Hill because they've been acting like real jackasses and real fools. Like I say, man, this November, man, I need everybody to go and vote, man. We need to change all of this, man. Everything. All right? We need to change all this shit going on that got our community down low and not looking good and not feeling good, man. And people not understanding the severity of their actions when they're prolonging making decisions that jeopardize the majority of the world. You get what? Well, the majority of the states. We're not going to say the world. We're going to say the states. All right? So, world news, man, really don't make a sense to me because Mark Zuckerberg is now worth $100 billion. Wow. Believe it. Facebook, okay? Shit, I promote on Facebook. So, what is going on, man? Protesters in Tulsa, man, they get their day in court, man. You know what I mean? They've been trying to silence some people, man, but they get a chance to at the Trump rally, man. Protesters got arrested at the Trump rally, man. You get a chance to go to court, so, you know, they get a chance to do their shit here, man. Okay, that's some world news, man. Oh, my Latin American people, man, reports been told today, man. Latin Americans have the world's highest corona death toll, man. So all my Latin Americans, man, please, man. Please, man. It's more than 206,000 deaths. So please, my Latin American people, man, Latin community, man, please put your mask on. Social distancing, man. Wash your hands, man. Try your best, man. If you ain't got to go, don't go, man. You know what I mean? There's other ways to make your moves. You know what I mean? All right? So, in India, they have over 2 million confirmed corona cases. You know what I mean? So, like I say, man, this is for real. Corona is for real, man. It's nothing to play with. Please do not play around with it. Let's see what's going on the world line. Who's hitting us in, man? Y'all know I be, when I get to going. What's happening to Fleet DJs all over, man? My Fleet DJs all over who done logged in, who checks in, who start following me on IG. Like I say, man, you make sure you go ahead to HustleTuiDynetainment.com. You guys go pick up the latest from me, man. Play a suede. I got a joint called Don't Move. It's a strip club banger, man. You know, goddamn rocket. Matter of fact, we're going to get into that in a minute. Gonna let the world hear that. Like I said, man, later on today, we're going to be speaking with my boy Diligent. He going to call in. We're going to have him on. We got some more joints by him we're going to play. You get what I'm saying? So, like I say, man, I appreciate everybody for turning in to Real Spit Atlanta, man. You know what I mean? We gonna watch what else go on, man. You know. Let's see what we got here. Told everybody we're gonna do Don't Move. Gonna let the world rock with us on Don't Move. Then after Don't Move, we're gonna move into Time to Live, man. You know what I mean? There's too many folks on rock with me on Time to Live, so they're gonna rock with me on Time to Live, man. And we're gonna see what's popping up, man. So I hope everybody's being safe. Alright, I hope everybody's being good. Okay, let's go on to HD, man. We're gonna go on to HD. Then that's the HD. We're gonna let y'all rock me, man. On HD. Now the HD, then we're gonna get into Don't Move. So everybody, man, sit back, relax, man. Keep rocking with me. I appreciate y'all, man, tuning in to your boy Player Sway with Real Spit Atlanta, man. Like I always tell you, man, you already know, baby. Shit, boy, play a sway, dog. Hustle till we die. You know who I brought with me on this one. Yep. This right here, wave is a hit, baby. You can take them all away.
Ready? Let's get with it. Come on.
Never knuckle crazy on a track.
Yep, yep, yep.
Way by the motherfucking flex.
Yep, yep, yep.
We cannot compare him with the best.
Yep, yep, yep.
We cannot compare him with the rest.
Nope, nope, nope.
None of y'all niggas can't read.
Can't read this nigga.
I be making music with the creature. I be making movies like I'm Lucas.
Click, click, click.
HD.
Straight shooters, nigga.
Hey,
wavy on the track, I play in the booth. Now ask yourself what a gangster nigga supposed to do. He shouted right the beat, plus I rock the crowd. Shooters on my side, who called the fucking fire? HD, perfect pitching when they wildin' out. One phone call, dog, and I can slow them down. But ain't no waving white flags when it's wartime. And then I told them that I'm back, you see, it's wartime.
Never knuckle crazy on the track,
yeah. Yep, yep.
Wavy by the motherfucking flex,
yeah. Yep, yep.
We cannot compare him with the best, yeah.
Nope, nope, nope.
We cannot compare him with the rest, yeah.
Nope, nope, nope.
None of y'all niggas can't reach
it.
I be making music with the creature. I be making movies like I'm Lucas.
Click, click, click.
HD, let's shoot us,
nigga.
HD, let's shoot
us. You can't reach me, but you can leave a message. I'm in the universal hustle out here trying to get it. Please pay attention. I'ma say it one time. With me or against me, fuck a diss rhyme. Hustle till I die, dog, and I'ma get mine. About that game, then my youngin', they'll flatline. They say it breezy on the beat, it's my time. She said she crazy in this shit, and she went fucking lying.
Never knuckle crazy on the track,
yup, yup, yup.
Wavy by the motherfucking flex,
yup, yup, yup.
We cannot compare him with the best,
nope,
yeah.
Nope, nope.
We cannot compare him with the rest,
nope, nope, nope.
None of y'all niggas can't reach,
can't reach us, nigga.
I be making music with the creature,
yeah.
I be making movies like I'm Lucas.
Click, click, click.
HD,
nigga, straight shooters, nigga. HD, straight shooters. Ha! I told the nigga, let's wait in the motherfucking building, man. Hustle to the entertainment, dog. That's how we do it. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like I say, man, I appreciate everybody for tuning in with your boy Player Sway here at Real Spit Atlanta, man. You know what I'm talking about? Once again, like I said, we're gonna have my homeboy Diligent come on in a second. Man, I don't know who that was. What a hit the line. You know what I mean? But we're gonna try to make sure everything is good. So everything's going good. Everything's going good. The show is still in the process, still going. So we're going to get, like I said, man, we finna get into Don't Move. Like I said, this is my new strip club joint, man. New banger. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I need everybody to fuck with me. You know what I mean? Get a chance. Check it out on Spotify. Go to hustletillwediedentertainment.com and download it. You know what I'm saying? All my joints that you hear here on Real Spit Atlanta, you can always go to hustlerstillwedie.com and download it. All my joints on sale for 99 cents. I'm not going massive crazy. I'm at the bottom of the trunk, you know what I mean? And we ain't doing trunks no more. The internet's new thing. Social media, new thing. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I'm saying? To fuck with your boy again and again and again and again. You know what I mean? If you go out and buy a pack of blunts for 99 cents, shit, fuck with your boy and buy a song for 99 cents. Support, support, support. You understand me? So we're going to check this out, man, and we're going to find us a session. No. Excuse me. Hey, man, I be on L. You know, I really gave you why you mad, man. We gon' ooh. Don't move. Let's see what we got going on, man. Ooh. Oh man, I do apologize for the hold up, people. I do apologize for the hold up. I'm just sitting up here going through the files right now. I'm trying to find, oh, here we go, here we go, here we go. I do apologize. Let's get back into till we go right here. Here we go, man. World. Here you go right here, man. New Hot Strip Club banger, man, from your boy Player Suede, man. Title Don't Move. I need everybody, like I say, go check me out, Spotify, SoundCloud. Go purchase it at HustlersTillWeDieEntertainment.com. 99 cent for each song that I put out, you know what I mean? Just a young artist trying to make it. Supporting more artists. Any unsigned artists want to come on Real Spit Atlanta and support your brand, promote your brand, tell the world who you are, and just be 100 and spit the spit with me, you know what I mean? You can come along and do it, man. I always hit me up on IG at HustleTillWeDie.com or RealSpit_Atlanta. You get what I'm trying to tell you? I say RealSpit_Atlanta. So, man, you can always hit me up on DM me there, man. I link up with you, man, give you my information so you can call in and we can do this thing right and the way it is. So with no hesitations and no more hold up, here we go here, man, with a hot club banger. Your boy, Player Suede, Hustle Tui Entertainment, LOE the brand, loyalty over everything. Understand me, and here we go. Let's rock this. She dropped to the floor. Wow. Turn that thing on the beat real slow. Turn around, she drink a little more. I always catch you in design and shit. The clique she with, it's bad bitches. All them got big ass and titties. Man, where it's at? They'll go and get it. Talking Magic City, black club blaze. Turn up, off the pen up. Yep, keep it live, off the V live. Never move too quick when I'm a cheetah slick. Might find a pink tone that's really with it. Ship it to Vegas, she gon' go get it. Cyber pimping, boy, I'm big kicking. Like Uncle Chad says, big business. Buy me a pink tone, really with it. Ship it to Vegas, she gon' go get it. Cyber pimping, I'm big kicking. Like Uncle Chad says. Oh, I do apologize. We have a technical difficulty. We don't know what happened. Oh, my God. Oh, system shut down here at Real Spit Atlanta. Let's get these technical difficulties handled. We do apologize. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. With no further ado, here we go.
To the floor. Told her, go to the floor. Told her, go to the floor. Don't move finna pipe up this club. Don't move finna pipe up this club. Told her, go to the floor. Told her, go to the floor. Told her, go to the floor.
Next to the stage, every bad bitch. Plus the ones got the ass did. Fuck it, bring up the average. This one here, let them have it. So did the cheeks plus the ratchet. Gon' hit, girl, make that ass clap. So the sucker nigga, you get nasty. Let them hate the bitch, know they in last place. Like a Lamborghini in a fast lane. Gon' hit, baby, do your own thing. Turn the whole club to a hurricane. Take a look in the ceiling, watch the money rain. Kings of Diamond, Miami. Gold diggers ain't Houston. Made this one right here. What? So all y'all can get loose to it. Danger gangs in LA. Charms off in Detroit. Respect bitch done one. Young player, young chucks. Paper rain in Brooklyn. Purple diamond in Memphis. One thing you can believe. A young nigga out here getting it. Hey,
tell the little bit to go low. Tell the little bit to go low. Tell the little bit to go low. Hey, hey. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Ayy, don't move finna pipe up this club. Ayy, ayy, don't move finna pipe up this club. Ayy, ayy, don't. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Ayy.
Another hit from a hit maker, baby. Be on the lookout for the next.
Yeah, already know, man. It's your boy, Player Sway, man. Mr. PS3000, man. Hey, and you here, man, live with me on Real Spit Atlanta, man. The hottest new podcast coming out to A-Town, dog, that you'll ever hear. Real news, real interviews. Hey, man, real blues. Hey, man, I'm going to spit to you the way it is, man. One thing for sure, two things for certain, man. I ain't going to never let you down on the pimp. Understand me. Hey, check this thing out here, man. Once again, man, let you know today's World Patrol, man. I got my homeboy Diligent calling in. We're gonna have an interview with him. You know, we popped one of his songs off earlier today. You know, played a couple of joints from your boy Player Sway. Let you know what's coming out of Hustle 2 Entertainment camp. We got to you on some real news, some real relevant news. Like I tell you, please, 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 please wear your mask. Please wash your hands. Please social distance. Please don't go nowhere if you don't need to go nowhere. Understand me when I tell you this, man. Life is real out there, man, and it's getting more and more serious, man. Numbers are increasing. They're rising. It's getting ridiculous out here, man. You know what I mean? And it's gonna get worse. Just to be honest, man, you know, shit, man. Half full or half fucking empty, man. One thing for sure, this shit is finna get worse. Economically, the death toll, it's gonna get worse, man. It's gonna get worse because we don't have the proper people in place to handle shit and make the right decisions. That's just the plain God, simple truth, man. The simple truth is, man, we don't have the right people in place to do the right things. You know, we don't. Somehow, we luckily fucked up. And we allowed an asshole in the White House, which he dismantled a pandemic team that Obama had in place when he came into office. You know, Obama, you know, man, be honest with this shit, man. They knew all this was going to happen. They can't tell you, the world, that this is going to happen because it's going to scare you, the world. And you're going to have all type of shit go crazy. But they knew about this last year in 2019. Okay? They knew about this way before back in fucking... Oh my God, shit! June of last year, September, August, August. Yeah, about August of last year, they knew all about this. They knew it was gonna happen. So to further let you know that, you know, prayers go out to everyone morning and evening, man. I mean, just for my family and everybody else's family, that we all can survive and people survive and people are smart. But it's going to get worse before it gets better, because we don't have the proper people in place to make the best decision for our better being. You understand me? You know what I'm trying to tell you? For our, for the people. For the people who they supposed to represent. You get what I'm saying? Now, the majority are not the ones. It's the minority with all the money that's making the decisions for the majority that's under that tax bracket, that's now getting further, further in debt and further, further fucked up in the hole. So, you know, amen, November, early elections, I don't give a hell, fuck, shit, how you do it. But please get your ass to the poll and vote. And like I say it on every show, if you can assist anyone who's in a rural area who they shut down the polling districts at because the plot was not to let us vote, they're trying to shut down districts and polling centers. If you have a car, if you have a van, if you have a spot where you can sit four people in there, and you know elderly folks who they grandchildren gone, maybe locked up, maybe, you know what I mean, can't really help them, or they're by themselves and don't nobody really care. You see them, maybe your neighbors too, the old down. Give them a ride to the polling station, man. You get what I'm saying? They may not be too in tune with what's going on, you know what I mean? Help them out if they got a mail-in register. Give them a hand. Assist them out, man. Understand this. This is a serious election, because shit is downhill, man. And the cookie always crumbled to the bottom. And who is at the financial bottom totem pole? I ain't talking about that few selected people who got the money who don't fuck with the people who don't got the money. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about the ones who got the money and talk about, hey, save your money. How the fuck can you save when you got to pay your bills, dog? How the fuck can you, what the fuck are you talking about, dog? Nigga, the little money we just got down to them folks just got down fucking around and got down whooping with, get what? That shit gone. So, you know what I mean? They want them to go back to slavery. Legal slavery. Understand this. My thing is to promote business owners. Find you something you like and start your own. Whatever it is you like to do, my dog, start your own doing it. If you like to cut grass, start cutting grass. If you like washing dogs, start a dog washing company. If you like babysitting, start a babysitting company. You know what I'm saying? If you like brain health, start a brain company. You get what I'm saying? Start your own business. You get what I'm saying? You can go online. You can call in. You can get a free EIN number. It's free to get a free tax ID number. You go online, get that free. You get what I'm saying? You're a small business. You're starting from the gutter. So you ain't got a lot of paperwork to do. Your receipt books ain't going to be that big. But I need for you to do that. You understand me? Because I ain't going to tell you nothing wrong, man. One thing I ain't going to do, man. I was sent here for a purpose, to lead my people to a better way. Start your own, man. I know it's a good thing you're supposed to say, but you need to start your own. I don't give a damn if you like growing fruits and want to make you a fruit stand in your front yard, or a fruit stand around the corner, or you want to sell fruit to the corner store so they can sell it. I don't give a damn. Because gas stations be having buckets with oranges and apples and shit. You can go in there and talk to goddamn Habib or Muhammad and say, hey, man, I got this garden I'm growing. I'm producing this much. I can sell you this much. And, hey, man, start your own. You know what I'm saying? Start your own, man. That's what life is about. Link in with other people that start their own, man. Help each other out, man. Don't hinder another motherfucker from getting to a position. Get what I'm saying? Our nation as a people, I will always say our downfall is we didn't adapt that mentality in our mind. That's how they communicate and they money say money, pimp. They help each other out. Get what I'm trying to tell you? That what we were growing up saying, that crab in the bucket shit. Yeah, our nation got that shit. When the first crowd get to the top, I don't want to pull them back down. Yeah, man, it ain't damn other crowd going to help another crowd get out the bucket. Keep trying to tell you, pimp. So I want y'all to know, man, I love y'all, man, everybody, man. I don't give a fuck, black, white, red, green, or orange. If you 100, 1,000, if you on humanity, because I'm a human, your blood red like mine's, pimp. I cut you the same way you cut me, we both going to bleed. Get what I'm trying to tell you? That's just the way it is, pimp. Ain't, man. I don't consider myself better than you. And I know it fucking way the Most High didn't make you better than me. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I look at all y'all children of the Most High. But one thing for sure, within my nation, I won't deny it, we got to do a lot more better, pimp. We can't sit around here and talk all day and tell another motherfucker, hey, man, this is what you need to do. Get what I'm trying to tell you? Lead by example, pimp. Now, I mean, stretch your hand out. Get what I'm trying to tell you? You stretching words out. Stretch your hand out. Stretch your hand out. Lean your hand out. Lift a man up. Know what I mean? If you're a godly man, lift your brother up. You know what I'm saying? Stop believing if you lift your brother up, he'll stab you in your back. Because that's the mentality they want you to believe that got us fucked up right now. You understand me? It's got us all fucked up in the head, man. It's got us not helping your next door neighbor out, your kin out. You know what I'm saying? You let your first cousin call you, you ain't never met, say, hey, man, I need somewhere to stay. I'm moving to Atlanta. You won't put him in your house with your family because you don't know shit about him. Understand? You don't know if he going to try your wife or try to touch one of your daughters or anything like that to steal your flat screen TV, your 60-inch. You know what I'm trying to tell you? That's something you don't know, so you won't do it. But another nation won't because they don't care about that shit. They care about it, but their mentality is a whole different thing. Their mental mind frame, what's been taught and put in their head, is different than yours. See, they doing traditional shit. I got to help my brother out in need. That's my brother in need. Yours is still a man hang on the wall with a lint situation. Light skin, house nigga, feel nigga. I can't let this nigga do better than me, or I go to master and tell on all of them. That type of nigga. You get what I'm trying to tell you, pimp? Hey, man, I know they said I'd be going, but this real spit Atlanta, man. What the fuck would it be if I ain't real spit it to you, man? You know what I'm trying to tell you? But like I say, man, later on this evening, we got my boy Diligent turning in. Shit, man, I'm going to go ahead and take an intermission for a minute, and then we're going to come back for a second because we've probably been running this segment right here going on almost 45. So I got to give my I have no sponsor, so my commercial breaks will be blank with a short second in between, and I will return. You get what I'm trying to tell you? So when I return, might be Diligent, maybe calling in at that point in time when I get back on, and then we're going to kick it with him, get into one of his joints while he on air, and see what he got going on with his crew. And we're going to spit some more shit before I get to kicking. I might bring y'all in the kitchen with me, man. That shit, man. I ain't did that yet. I'm trying to wait till I get a little bigger and they bring a camera in and I start get podcast go visual. You get what I'm trying to tell you? When that shit go visual, y'all going to be like, oh, man, this man is going stupid crazy. Hey, man, it's going to get that big, man. You know what I mean? Bigger than that, man. You know, like I say, go to hustle2entertainment.com, pick up the latest joints from your boy Player Suede. I thank you for turning in to Real Spit Atlanta. We going to get back to some music in a minute. I'm finna take an intermission break, get myself together, do what I do. You already know, man. You put you one together too, man. And, you know, stay in tune with your boy, man, because I ain't going nowhere. You know, I ain't going nowhere. I got my boy Diligent calling in. We going to go out and rock with him some more. And we going to keep on rocking, man. You know, this is your boy, man. Real Spit Atlanta with Player Suede, dog. You already know. Oh, hey. Dang, man. God done it. Hey, I do apologize, man, that absolutely no one was playing. It seemed we had technical difficulties. Seemed like my boy Diligent got cut off the line. I did contact with him. We just talked for a second. We said we're going to get back to this interview on tomorrow. So we will have a special edition of Real Spit Atlanta on a Saturday. Believe it, man. Hey, man, they going to make me run this thing 7 days a week, man. You know, because it's getting real hot out here, man. And they really like to hear real spit come from a real player. Understand me, pimp. You know what I mean? So we're going to let you get to the radio spit for a minute, man. And we'll be back for a moment, homie. Let you hear some music, man. Understand this. If it ain't color, what's the difference?
let you decide. I come up with some repeated lies. I'm just tired of my kind. Gotta be the one to die. Looking in the sky, I know you with me. I can't cry. Standing where I stand, when I can't never switch sides. Sometimes I just wanna pop out on a flip by. But I put my head on, I pray I stay from off that ride. Thinking about my niggas, I ain't seen them in a while. Thinking about my son, I just had another child. I've been thinking back on front, like what the fuck we gon' do now? On this road to redemption, shit, you're rocking in this wild. I'm so dumb, that I was thinking that they could when they really came. I was thinking that they was when they really had. It's my fault, I can't blame no one. If we take off now, we can catch the sun. Maybe watch it sit down, sex, get some rest. I'm so dumb, that I was thinking that they could when they really came. I was thinking that they was when they really had. It's my fault, I can't blame no one. If we take off now, we can catch the sun. Maybe watch it sit down, sex, get some rest. But I never would've thought that we'd have to take this risk. Or ever be in this position. Keep riding, don't go missing. If we in this together, that's the way it's supposed to feel. I'm going out with a bang, I'm telling you what it is. If I get racial profile, why I live? Cause my crib bigger than theirs. Or my cars of the day. Or it's probably be my girl shake. They probably wanna date her. Or they heard I got my king. Made a finger to them later. My life finally matters, I got up and I'm still. I know it looking like a dream, but it ain't everything it seems. Ain't no telling where I'd be if I ain't have God and my team. Can't let them treat me out the streets, I got them down on my own. I left the house at 16, I told my mom I'm grown. Been through a lot of situations, I can't handle my own. If I had only one call, I know you pick up the phone. So dang, with us, we gone. I'm so dumb, that I was thinking that they could when they really can't. I was thinking that they was when they really had. It's my fault, I can't blame no one. If we take off now, we can catch the sun. Maybe watch it sit down, sex, get some rest. I'm so dumb, that I was thinking that they could when they really can't. I was thinking that they was when they really had. It's my fault, I can't blame no one. If we take off now, we can catch the sun. Maybe watch it sit down, sex, get some rest.
Yeah. You already know, man. It's your boy, PS3000. Back at it again, man. Like I say, man, I thank everybody for tuning in to Real Spit Atlanta. You know what I mean? Like I told everybody, I'm coming with the realest. All the realest. I had my boy Diligent on today. We had a little bit of technical difficulties here. So he's going to be back on tomorrow. So it'll be a special edition on Saturday. Whew, I think we're going to... Shit. This is good shit right here. Yeah, we're going to have a goddamn ball on the Saturday, you know. Shit. Like I said, they're going to have me doing this thing 7 days a week, man. You know, you're doing kicking it with a kick like, man. Giving you real spit all week, man. Letting you know real shit all week. You understand me? So, yeah, man. I don't know what y'all doing, man, but if you ever ain't been out on a Sunday night, man, you get your ass out to the Bonfire on Northside Drive, man, you know. If you're an unsigned, upcoming artist, you know, they have live performances. Atmosphere is excellent, man. Ain't no drama. You get to bring your cool in, man. You bring your own look in, you know what I mean? You kick good things and have a good time, man. You know, they got poetry, man. They have a comedy show going on. Atmosphere is inside, outside. During this pandemic, you do have to have a mask on going inside of the building. So, you know, they are doing that. So, but like I say, man, if you ain't never been out there to the Bonfire on Northside Drive on a Sunday night, you need to make sure you go on a Sunday night out there and make sure everything popping. You understand me? So we're going to go ahead and take an intermission break for a moment. And I'll get back to you in a minute. And I appreciate you again to tuning in to Real Spit Atlanta with your boy Player Sway. You already know, man.